If you're a professional hockey or basketball fan, this is an exciting time. The past month has featured playoffs in both the NBA and the NHL. And joining us, as he does most Fridays, to talk about all of this is sports writer Stefan Fatsis. Hey, Stefan.
Hey, Michelle.
Both leagues seem to be enjoying great playoff runs, lots of close games, and outstanding performances from individual players.
Yep, and since we disappointed some listeners last week by not talking hockey, let's start with the NHL. And I'll make my annual declaration here that there is nothing like playoff hockey. Players let their beards grow until they're eliminated. It's their sudden death overtime, the ritual handshake between teams at the end of a series. We've had 12 series played so far in these NHL playoffs. Nine of them have gone to six or seven games. And of the 75 games that have been played so far, 48, by my count, have been decided by one or two goals. Four teams left: Pittsburgh Penguins and Carolina Hurricanes in the Eastern Conference, Detroit Red Wings and Chicago Blackhawks in the Western Conference. It's been riveting hockey.
What are the highlights?
Go watch the highlight of last night's goal by Evgeny Malkin of Pittsburgh, the third goal in Pittsburgh's 7-4 win over Carolina. Malkin gathered the puck, skated around Carolina's net, and reversed field for a backhand shot that went over the shoulder of the goalie Cam Ward and into the net. It was pure artistry. Dozens of caps littered the ice to celebrate Malkin's hat trick. Pittsburgh leads that series 2-0 now.
Let me ask you about the Western Conference. That has Detroit up against Chicago, two of the NHL's legendary franchises. This must be very good for the league.
I think it is good for the league. Chicago hasn't been in the playoffs for 7 years. They trail Detroit 2-0 now, game three tonight in Chicago. But having two of the original six franchises is a boon. These two teams have played each other more than 700 times in their histories, more than any two teams in hockey. And I think that's good for a league that has always relied on core fans in traditional hockey towns, but I think had lost its way with this expansion across the United States, a problem that has been underscored by the controversial bankruptcy filing by the Phoenix Coyotes a few weeks ago. That is still in abeyance. We're still not clear whether that team is going to stay in Phoenix or move up to Hamilton, Ontario.
So let's skate away from hockey over to the world of hoops in the NBA, where the conference finals also began this week. What's the headline there?
Upsets. Kobe Bryant and the LA Lakers, LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers, not the locks everyone has thought them to be to get to the NBA Finals. Cleveland lost game one of its series to the Orlando Magic 107-106. LA beat the Denver Nuggets 105-103 in its first game, but Denver turned around last night and beat Los Angeles 106-103. These have been riveting games also.
And there's another basketball league that began its finals last night. No mistaking this league for the NBA. Tell us what happened in Athens, Greece.
Well, whenever people say that American fans are crazy, all you have to do is tell them to go look in Europe, and specifically Greece. The two top Greek teams, Panathinaikos and Olympiakos, played the first game of their final on the latter's home court. Olympiakos was trailing 60-58 with about a minute and a half to go. Fans began hurling plastic bottles and a flare at the Panathinaikos bench. There was actually a small fire on the scorer's table. Fans then tried to storm the court. Riot police moved in. The game was halted for 20 minutes. Panathinaikos won the game, and afterward, fans of the other team apparently tried to storm the locker rooms and the room where the coaches were being interviewed. I'm told that the next game on Olympiakos' home court, no fans.
Keep the kids at home.
Yeah, it's not an NBA arena.
No. Thank you, Stefan. Have a good weekend.
Sure, Michelle, thanks.
That's Stefan Fatsis. He joins us Fridays to talk about sports and the business of sports.